Thank you guys for joining us. God bless you. Thank you for coming in. All right. Good. Good. Special day when we are, well, they're all special in the Lord. And we want to bring Astrid in the right way, dedicating her to Christ in this new kingdom. So I'm going to say some challenging things this morning, so just give you warning. So you got to love me throughout the whole thing. Can you commit to that? But this is so much needed for us all. I mean, all of us. And actually, what I've decided to do is share the message and then bring Joshua and Jessica's baby in on the tail end of it. So we know that this dedication is a dedication to something alive, and it's that we're not just doing a ceremony or a church tradition. Or a ritual. Thank you. So everybody's got to stay with me. Because, you know, God has a different mind than we have. And is she okay? Oh. Okay, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. We're all family. It's probably a good sign. It's probably a good sign. You come dirty, stinky breath, whatever, having to go to the bathroom, whatever. See, I'm touching you now, right? She said, "It's my show." All right. So, you know, we're going to have to bathe in this, right? So what I say, we're going to have to bathe in it. And I told Glo on the way, I said, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but we're going to do it. All right? Because, you know, we'll be surprised of how much tradition we're drenched in and how wrong our idea of Christianity is. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why there's a nice reading that was Rocky was supposed to put in the announcement. Out on the table is a reading. But there's a wonderful reading here, what it means to be a Christian, that we'll make copies of it. If you didn't get one or if you desire one, we'll make copies of it. Pastor Joyce said, I need a book. I can't take this paper home and put it on my shelf. She said, I need a book. See, I'm going to tell on it if you say it to me. But the paper would be good. We really don't have an idea what it means to be a Christian like it is in God's mind. And so we're always on this course to clear that up. And it's got to be cleared up with everybody. Yeah, do what you got to do to keep her, because I'm gonna be very long today. So yeah, have your way, Astrid, because this is just vitally important, and you know, this society that we live in is rocked with tradition. It's rocked with a false meaning of Christianity. Is rocked with it, you know, from the songs to the books and sermons and TV shows. It's rocked with tradition. It's rocked with unbelief. It's rocked with the false idea of Christianity. And, you know, I'll point out some things this morning that you probably didn't realize that we were rocked in, and God has to deliver us from unbelief and get us to a true relationship with God and with the true meaning of Christianity. I like some of the songs, this song this morning, High Top. I like some of the songs that were sung this morning. Top is a beautiful name. Where did your mom get that from? Okay. Okay. Okay, that's good enough. That's cool. Kenya, okay. I've never met anyone else named Ataba, you know. It's a beautiful thing. That was just a side note. So good to be here. It's so good to be here. You know, because his God will drop down some of the old stuff and give us new. And we'll find a real purpose for living. And, you know, besides some of the things that religion has taught us that we really kind of know, but I'm going to delve into some things a little deeper. You know, we live in a place where a country, you know, A.W. Tozer said it like this: a lot of Americans are going to be surprised that Jesus wasn't a Christian. Jesus wasn't an American himself, because we associate Americanism with Christianity, and it's settled into us very deeply. So much so that, you know, as long as we are a good citizen and such, you know, I must be doing okay. But we've got to get the difference of it. We've got to get the understanding of it. So I'll talk about that a little bit and share about it a little bit. Yeah, the songs that they sang this morning, King, Heaven Come Down, Spirit Break Out, you know, Heaven Come Down. That's so totally, totally biblical. But I'm afraid that we sing it, but we don't know really what it's talking about, you know. Do you know, in God's mind, Easter should mean more than Christmas? You know, Christmas pervades, you know, everything. And, of course, it's wonderful. I'm not saying we don't. But really, in his mind, the resurrection means more than the birth. I mean, think about it, right? And so, resurrection, then, we've lost the meaning of resurrection. We've lost the meaning of the resurrection, Derek Cannon. We lost the meaning of the resurrection. It's more a church creed than a life that we live. So remember in the offering statement over the offering, every day should be to us a day of increasing resurrection life. But see, we painted the resurrection as something that happens when you die and you go be with the Lord, right? You die and you're going to be with the Lord. And here's the Lord saying, no, I want you to live in the resurrection now. I want you to live in eternity now. I want you to experience what eternal life is now. So every day to us then gets to be a day of increasing resurrection life. Every day we start to get a foretaste of glory divine. You remember that song? Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in the blood. This is my story. This is my song. Right? Good song, right? Oh, what a foretaste. So we should be walking in a foretaste of his glory. And in original, eventually, as the scripture says, his glory is going to fill the whole earth. Okay? The glory of that resurrection is going to fill the whole earth. So we should be walking in the foretaste of that. See? And so here we are now living in this brand new realm of resurrection life. And we start to take a hold of the glory. We start to take a hold of this new creation, this new life in Christ Jesus. Everybody knows the Lord's Prayer. Very right up front of that Lord's Prayer, it says what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just like it is where? On earth, just like it is, Derek, in heaven. Right? But that's not some of the songs you sing. Here's God saying to us, I want you to live in eternity now. That death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. Oh, sure, your body's going to still die or go away from here, but still death has no sting. Death has been defeated. It has no sting. And oh, by the way, I'm going to raise your body up to prove to you that death has no sting. Your body is still a part of my full redemption. Okay? So there goes some of our graveside statements. That we have to recognize that we've missed it in some areas there, and that we have to learn that we live in this eternal now, and in such that the future starts to come into place now, right? In the future, the whole earth is going to be covered with the glory of the Lord. And there's going to be no sickness and no disease and such, and no tears and things like that. But see, here's the graveside sermon. He's gone, he or she has gone away, and there'll be no more tears there, and no more crying, and no more dying, and da-da-da-da. And God's saying, well, I want that kingdom to come on earth now. That will be done in earth just like it is in heaven. Can we start in on that? All I want you to do is see that and start making the future now. Oh, it's a radical change, but Christ says, I am entrusting you with radical thinking. With natural men, they just walk away. Who can believe such a thing? I can't eat his bread, his body and drink his blood. With radical men, they say, oh, that's a possibility now. Even though sickness is all around me, he says, start changing it here on earth right now. Don't come up with these sayings that it must not be his will. Start changing your foundation to a believing foundation. And it's not going to come instantly, but start changing on this brand new order. 5 years from now, we're going to see sickness less and less and less. Not because it's God's will. It's because we started to change our thinking about it and start believing and trusting instead of denying and waiting for heaven to come in the sweet by and by. Are you following me? But see, we all got to do it together. So you can take a body of people just like this that start believing in God, and the whole atmosphere starts to change. Right down the street, it might be different. Might be different. They still might be in unbelief and saying, "Well, I can't wait for the resurrection to come, and then we all go up." By the way, we got some sorry ideas about the resurrection. Do you guys remember this, Kevin? Do you remember this? I don't know if Kevin remembers this. You guys remember Tim LaHaye? And the real popular series, right? It was Left Behind. Y'all remember this? And it had a nice little movie out, right? And it had sequel number one and sequel number two, Left Behind. What is that saying? That we believe that God's going to abandon this earth and send our people up, and heaven is our big release, and God's saying, wait a minute, I want you to live in heaven now. See? All these people, remember the guy, the pilot flying the plane, he got raptured, and he was like, where's God? Come on. Look, think about that series that we all gobbled up, read bestsellers, See, that's based on you getting out And God is saying, wait a minute, I want you to see the whole earth is groaning, waiting for the sons of God. See, it's full redemption. It's spirit, it's soul, it's your body, it's the earth, right? The whole earth is going to be covered with the glory of the Lord. And God said, I want you, my kingdom, to come on earth just like it is in heaven, but you keep wanting it just to get out. He's telling you, stay here, you eat off the tree of the life, and then you start changing this earth because eventually it's all going to be mine. Jesus is the Lord of heaven and the earth. And his redemption didn't just stop at you and your spirit. It went to your spirit. It went to your mind. It went to your body. It went to all creation is groaning, waiting for its redemption. Can y'all follow me? Everything's waiting for redemption. What does he say? I make all things new. See? Sorry ideas about the resurrection. We got Tim. Hey, we had something else. There's some popular things that go on that really have nothing to do with New Testament Christianity, but they take, see, I'm saying, they take the society by storm. She gonna make it? Okay. She has to grow up with a full understanding of why she's here. This is why I'm waiting to. She's called. She's born. This is the reason she's born. This is the reason she's born. Forget about the calling. This is the reason she's born. To bring God's kingdom back here on this earth. That's why she's here. See, American society says, no, she's here and to be raised well and to get a job and to go to college and be successful in life. Here's God's plan. She's for my kingdom. Do you put up there Revelation 21. I want to put up there Revelation 21 up there on the screen for you to read it. Because we're just not going to knuckle up under men's belief anymore. Look what he saw. Look what he saw, Derek. Look what he saw. This is what John saw. I saw a new heaven and what else? A new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. We're coming. We're coming down. Heaven come down, spirit break out, heaven come down. See, we want to go up. God said, no, I want you to bring heaven down. Are you following me? See, the doctrine in American society and Western culture is when you die, you go to heaven, you know, but he got this scripture, you know, that kingdom come, that will be done right there in front of you. We quote it over our meals. We quote it, you know, when we finish up our fellowships, we quote it. You teach our kids this. After church, we're going to teach you this the right way. Heaven was coming down. Here's Chantel. I'm talking about tomorrow, maybe today. Here's Chantel saying, oh, I feel this. I'm going to bring heaven to earth now. I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven when I die. I'm going to bring heaven to earth now. That's what makes my Father, Heavenly Father, happy. I'm starting then on his glory covering the whole land. It's starting with me and with him inside of me. God arrayed like a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, look, the tabernacle of God is where? Among men. The heavens coming down and his God tabernacling and dwelling among us. You know what the true church is? They're God in their midst. God's tabernacling around us. We can feel his presence. We can feel his love. We can feel his power. We can feel his grace. Healings become more. Salvations become more. Mind changes become more. Heaven starts to come to earth. This is the ridiculous thing that God said, I want you to believe it. It's ridiculous with man, but it's the wisdom with God. Astrid belongs to the heavenly community. She belongs to that creation that brings, that goes to heaven, right? And bring back down. Look at this guy. The tabernacle of God is with men. Pastor Jerry, he'll live among them. Who said that? That's good stuff, huh? I hope somebody said amen. Oh, gotcha. The tabernacle of God is among men, and he will live among them. You can imagine God living amongst you. Just like. The tabernacle of God. Tabernacle, the dwelling place of God. I'm living amongst them. But see, you know why he's not living among us? It's our unbelief, because we keep waiting to think that we're going to live amongst us when we get to heaven. And he said, can I change your belief? Can you start believing I'll live among you right now? Hey, come on, D. Hey, just believe it. Just believe it. Somebody said, how's it going to happen? Just believe it. All things are possible for those who believe. Tradition has said, you know, I'm going to finish reading this. He'll live among them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See, that's a graveside statement, isn't it? When we get to heaven, God's going to wipe away every tear. He said, no, I'm coming down to earth, and I'm going to start doing it now. Yes. Forget about the graveside thing now. When you get there, he's going to wipe away every tear from your eyes. There's going to be no more drying eye there. That's unbelief. He said, no, when I get amongst you, that's what I'm going to do. When I get down here, can I get some people who are living in eternity now? Every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death there. There will be no longer sorrow, anguish, crying, pain. For the former order of things has passed away. You know when the former order passed away at the resurrection on Easter? Do you know why we should be celebrating Easter more than Christmas? Because at Easter, the former passed away, right? I'm talking about that first Easter when Christ raised from the dead. The former order passed away, and he raised up a whole new order, right? And by the way, I'm going to bring that order right back down to earth, you know. We live in a new order now. We live in a new order now, Pastor Derek. We live in a new order now, Shelly. We live in a new order now. I can see minds going, what do you mean? It's just been your unbelief. See, you swallowed up Tim LaHaye. Can't wait. Well, I can't wait for that resurrection. I can't wait for that, what we call the rapture. I can't wait for that rapture. You know, God's going to take all these people out. You know, God bless those people who don't make it. That's escapism. That's good. Oh, D. You know, some of these Christmas songs we sing, I can name quite a few. I'm just going to do one just to be, you know, gentle. But D, I have Away in the Manger up there. I think it's that last. That's what I see. That's good. Away in a manger. No. My little Lord. Lay down his sweet head. And the hay. Here's the last thing. Away in a manger, which praise and fit us for heaven to live with thee. There ain't no resurrection in there. There's no creation, no new creation in there. What else did I got there? No marriage of heaven and earth. Nothing in there. It's like, oh, I want to get, well, I can't wait till I get there. I can't wait till I get there. And even when people die, is it going to go to heaven? I mean, we have this. And God's like, I am the resurrection and the life. We are in the midst of just being inundated with that kind of unbelief. I just picked out that one song to try and share what we have to deal with every day. We sing that song without even thinking about it. And by the way, there are other Christmas ones that really have no spiritual meaning to them at all. Look, a lot of them come from Buddhism and what they believe about the afterlife. And a lot of them are based in that, by the way. All just trying to say, we completely don't have the idea of resurrection and eternity. Like I said at the beginning, like according to God's mind. And he's like, okay, I'm talking about a lot of the books and songs and teachings and movies and such. Are not in the spirit of life that God wants us church to be in. So now we have to grab a hold of truth from the heavenly realm and grow in spiritual things and start to understand that we live in eternity now, that old things have passed away and all things have become new, and whatever grace that we have that God's going to give us is going to be in terms of eternal life, and that we can spend life with him starting now, that his presence will get on us. And the songs, you know, the songs that heaven sings, the songs we in Revelation, you know, the elders and things that are happening at the throne, God's intending for us to be in touch with his throne now. And that we have an free access to him. So, you know, we're so sin conscious instead of grace conscious. We're so conscious of death instead of grace conscious. You know, we're so conscious that, you know, God's full of judgment, in that, you know, our thinking is God's just going to judge everything and then that's going to be gone. But at the same time, we've got to see that his redemption for us is full. In that he's not losing the earth, he's redeeming it. That he's not losing our bodies, he's redeeming them. That there's life for the spirit, there's life for the soul, there's life for the mind, there's life for the body. Don't you know that your bodies are the temple of God, and that when he resurrected it, your whole being was in mine, your whole body. I care for your body. Not only do I care for it, I've redeemed it so much that he that raised from Jesus from the dead will start quickening your mortal body, because that's all a part of the resurrection. Who raised him from the dead will quicken your mortal body. He that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal body, because your body is a part of this whole redemption scheme. Remember Romans 8? See, that's Romans 8. Your body is a part of it. The whole earth is a part of it. Somebody said, why is it the way it is? Because of our unbelief. Because we swallowed up Tim LaHaye, for an example. Because we swallowed up the teachings about heaven's here, earth is here, and one day we're all going to go and earth will be no more. That's not right. Here's God. Heaven and earth are married. No different than these two when they got married. They became one, right? No different when these two, you know, their marriage is just the type of what heaven and earth is and what God intended to happen. The heaven and earth would be sewn back together. No different. And that's why, you know, the whole quote up here about Genesis and love and the male and the female, it's just, and if you look at it right, if you look at it spiritually, Joyce, all it is heaven and earth, they belong to each other. Look, Smith Wigglesworth would say this, if he only knew how close God was. He said, sometimes I can't believe how close he is. In the song they sang this morning, he's closer to me than my own skin. Somebody said, why don't I see that? Because we've been religiously trained in a religious country that has religious, you know. Wouldn't it be something if godly men ran the country? Wouldn't it be something, right? I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat. I'm talking godly men. You know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, here's what you got to face. That the candidate you like or don't like, whatever, that person's a lawyer, right? See, and the whole economy of the USA is you know, we train 8 lawyers to 1 engineer, and that's who run this country. See, you put somebody, you're electing a lawyer. So what is that? What am I saying that? Because what they're going to do to fix things to make laws, they're going to fix more. They can make more laws, and they can make more laws, and they make more laws about that, right? You know, this Affordable Care Act that came in. You know how many thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of legislature was in that? Thousands and thousands. And not even written by healthcare people. They were written by lawyers. And so what was supposed to make it affordable has really made it unaffordable. See, my whole point is, you know, somehow the kingdom of God's got to get in there. You understand? Somehow life's got to get in there. Somehow, you know, China is not right. But look, you know, in just a short period of time, they came from just a terrible debt and terrible culture and everything, raised up to the top of the world economy. You know, they have 8 engineers to 1 lawyer. In other words, an engineer will go in and say, okay, what's the problem? And then how we fix it. A lawyer does it. legislature. Okay. I'm just trying to show you how wrong man can be. And I'm trying to show you that if we look to the scriptures for our answer, the kingdom of God is going to come through the people who say, okay, Christ in me, I'm going to start taking this plot of land by the kingdom. I'm going to start taking this by the city. I'm going to take this city. I'm going to take that city. But by the Christ in me, the glory of God on the inside of me, that heaven is now starting to come to earth, which is the ultimate goal. See, this is the book of Revelation. Like, this is the end, right? But there should be an increasing mounting up to it. And God gives you a resurrection mind. And the same thing that will happen at the resurrection, that you will, no more death will be in your body, can start happening in little increments now, right? It can start happening in little increments now. Sure, you're going to go one day. But, you know, it's like what happened with Moses, Tina. When they died, they couldn't find any death in his body. They couldn't. His eyes hadn't abated. You know, his vision was clear. That's how much this glory can get inside of us. the glory of, you know, and the glory of the old can't compare to this glory of this new, right? Is everybody with me? I told you I had to tell you some things this morning. Look, I'm tired of that old religious stuff. I'm just tired of it. God, where's your glory? Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Let heaven come down, right? You know, at least, what else do we have to live for, really? Really, what else do we have to live for? Do we just go, you know, live 80 or 90, 100 years, die, and then just go home? I mean, do we have a purpose other than just making it on earth for a few fleeting years? Is there an eternity that we can live through now that can start meaning something to us? Like when I grew up in the morning, God, let eternity come again, right? I see the glory of the Lord. I can start seeing. You know, while they were like, God, come, Jesus, will you come back? Will you come back? Because they could start to see the foretaste of what it was going to look like when he got here, not when they went there. See, we think Jesus come back means he come get us and we all go away. Now, the early church was like, Jesus, come back because we can see what you're going to make this planet like when you get here. When your glory start covering all the land, we can start to see that. Jesus, come back. Jesus, come back. See, we say Jesus, come back because we're just tired of this whole world and just get me out of this mess. The early church was like, man, come back. And look, see, they didn't get mad. You know, they were always saying he's going to be back any day, even back 2,000 years ago. But they didn't get mad because he didn't come. Because, look, if the glory is the same, you know. It's the glory to sing. Whether you come or not, we can still see what's going to happen on this earth. My point is on this earth. And Astrid's a part of that. She was born more than them, you know, loving each other. That was good. But she was born to bring God's kingdom back on this earth. And this is how we're praying for her. God, use her in that realm. Use her in that unique way that most men don't see. That skip by us for 30, 40, and 50 years. And we're starting to, and it's hard for us to get a grasp of it because we're still dealing with so much old stuff. Let's start with her early. Where she goes? Let's start. Let us start with her right early. Let Joshua pray over her. Heavenly Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth through my baby. Don't we have to pray that? Yes. God, let it not be just a typical prayer that everybody prays, but let that really happen in her life. Let what's in her great grandma come on her the same way. I don't care about my life as much as I care about Father's, seeing your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, which has escaped society as a whole. I'm born a remnant for the real purposes of God. How do you sing it, Pastor Ross? Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Right? Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. When's forever start? Today. I believe God's going to raise Karen up and show Karen his glory. I believe God's going to raise Karen up, come see my glory. And Karen's going to be tempted to say, God, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go back down. He said, oh, no, only reason I'm showing you my glory is to take it back down to the neighborhood. I believe that Valisa will see the true shining star. That her eyes will be open to the true shining star. And she'll come, she'll get back amongst us, and she'll have God amongst us with her because she saw him. And her whole outlook on life will change drastically, drastically. See, this thing is like drastic, you know. I think that's why the Lord would say, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, suffers violence, you know, and the violent take it by force, right? You can't kind of just, you know, blasé into this thing. You got to say, and we're saying over Astrid, she's going to take, I don't care who doubts it, who doesn't believe what she says or what she's seen in the spirit, she's going to stay with it, and she's going to take this thing by force. She's going to violently cause a change on this earth. You know, God is still full of love for the lost. And still full of love for the people who don't see or don't understand. He's full of love. See, we have this judgmental mind. But God still loves the killer. He still loves the, you know, adulterer. He still loves the fornicator. He still loves the, you know, the people who do wrong. Bring my kingdom. Don't write them off. Can y'all hear what I'm saying about Karen and Valisa? There's a power, there's residence. Come on, come on up. I know this asked your service, but I'm going to pray for you too. There's a power that's resident in the new creation. Derek, put your hand on the back. In the new creation, now that means it's coming your way too. There's a power that's resident in the new creation that can change the earth, that can change earthly men, that can change people that we rob, can change the homosexual, that can change the lesbian, that can change the in love. Now, I'm going to take away the mist of darkness over your eyes and let you see the glories of my kingdom. And all you're going to see from there is there has to be change in this world that's got to come from heaven. The darkness will fade away. The light will come. In Jesus' name, amen. Look for going up, quote unquote, experiences, and I really use going up very, very. I'd be very careful with that because we keep thinking heaven is up, and it, you know, it's just another dimension. You know, he's just really close to us. He's just really close to us. And Paul would say that, you know, he's close to your very being, you know. He's not, what did he say? He's not far from any one of us, you know. Pastor Mike. A new definition of the word closeness is coming. Yeah. She making it, Leah. Yeah, she said, will you please hurry up? Yeah, that's good. That's okay. We'll make it. We'll make it. Actually, believe it or not, she's being dedicated. Right now. Right. If y'all can hear what's going on. That she's been dedicated to the kingdom of God. She's been dedicated to bring heaven to earth. So this is a little bit of a different dedication, isn't it? She's dedicated to bring heaven to earth. And what's happening with her must be happening with us. You understand? The forerunners. We're the forerunners. We have a different Bernadine. We have a different mentality. We have a different mentality. Let heaven come. Let earth come. Heaven come to earth, and let the glory of the Lord be. It's not far off, Taba. It's not far off, BJ. It's not far. It's like God. See, we sing about the presence, right? But somewhere inside of us, we think it, when we get to heaven, there's going to be a real presence. And God said, no, I want that presence, that same glory to be around you right here while you're on this earth. We're establishing the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus would always say when he was on earth, you know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're living in this eternal kingdom. We're living in this eternal kingdom. We're living in this eternal kingdom, sir. It makes things lighter, doesn't it, Tommy? You get a little lighter, you know. Living in eternity, you get a little lighter. I don't feel the pressures of the world anymore. Come on now. I feel a little lighter, B. A lot of people's sayings are okay for people who love the world. You know, graveside sayings are okay when, you know, when they, but, you know, we don't love the world, so those sayings are not okay anymore. It's like it's a heavenly dimension in this present life. Hold on, baby girl. Hold on, Esther. Hold on. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Make it through. Make it through. Because Astrid, it's not really all about you. It's about everybody here. She going to make it, Lee? Okay, good. All right. So hidden beside you, hidden right there beside you is this heavenly realm. It's just hidden, but it's right there. But it's right there. He's right there beside you. Right there. It's right there. It's right there. Soon, you know, all y'all, you see, look, Pastor Jerry, at the twinkling of an eye, we think the twinkling of an eye is when he comes back. But look, with the twinkling of an eye, you'll see him right here in the seat, right here in that seat. If a twinkling happened, you'll see, oh, God, I didn't know you were that close to me. It's closer than your skin, closer than your skin. He's closer to you than your own skin. It's just the blindness that Satan has put on our eyes about it. And so that's why I keep bringing up these old songs and church things, because they keep the blindness on you. Because as long as you keep looking for it to be away, you can't see that it's glow that's right there. As long as you keep looking for it, it's when you die, you can't see, Shelly, that's right there, right there. It's right there. He's right there. He's no further than your hand. All you need is a twinkling of an eye. It's the twinkling of an eye. Bam! God, where you been? You been here all the time? Yeah, I've been here all the time. I've been there all the time. Since you were a baby, I've been there all the time. Just too blind to see it. I'm just so close to you. 5 years, glow. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. He's right there. And every once in a while, a dream will pop up, and you're like, how did I get that dream? Like, God was so close. But then nothing happens for another 10 years. He was trying to give you a little intuition. I'm right there, right there. But we went right back to the world, singing them same crazy songs, unbelief. Watching Left Behind series, reading the books, you know, bragging about it. You read Left Behind? I remember people asking me. That's all futuristic. That's all futuristic, and he's right there, right with you right now. I don't care where you live, what color you are, what Asian, African, American, you know, Hispanic, well, I care. All the same. The beauty of redemption, Glow. It's the beauty of redemption, Pastor Jerry. You're talking about Mary in heaven on earth. Mary in heaven and earth. You're on earth. He's in heaven. He married the two. That's what salvation really is. You're part of the resurrection now. All right. D, what are we going to do? Live in heaven, right?
I want to do this.
Let's read 1 Peter real quick. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Then we're going to get through and seal everything. Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant and boundless mercy has caused us to be born again. That is, to be born from above, right? Spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his own purpose, by the way. Astra is God's purposes, not yours. To an ever-living hope and a confident assurance through what? The resurrection of Jesus from the dead, born anew into an inheritance that is imperishable beyond the reach of change, undefiled, unfading, reserved in heaven for you, though being protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith and salvation, ready to be revealed for you, to you at the last time. Right? What's our real hope? This new kingdom, this resurrection life, this heaven now, that this world doesn't grab me anymore. Christian hope is for God's new creation, for new heavens and a new earth, right? Future, God's future for the world has already begun to come forward to meet us in the present. God's future has already begun. The future for God's world has already begun. So here's the future. His glory covering all the land. The Christ, but it's already begun. You know, that's why we never lose hope for Shelley's healing. We never lose hope for Shelley's healing because in the future there will be no sickness there. So it's already started here. So we're standing on that ground. That's the ground that we're on. Every day, every hour, every minute, the future is now, right? In the future, there's no sickness. The future is now. So we stand on it, stand on it, stand on it, stand on it. Can you say amen? Amen. I hope that clears it up. It's not so much a matter of doctrine, is it God's will or not. We're just saying the future is now. That's all we're saying. And let that grab a hold of us and take root and get stronger and stronger and stronger. We have a long way to go, but it gets stronger and stronger to get if we go with it together, right? Shelly's healing, my healing, James' healing, Mike's healing, Karen's healing, Joy's healing, Pastor Jerry healing, the one who nobody else has a name like her healing. Are y'all following me with this? Forget about religion. It's the future now. That's what Christ died for. Future now, right? Kevin then treats Tina like Christ treats the church. Are y'all following me? It's not so much about... It's thank God for the marriage and the loving part of it and all that kind of stuff, you know. All the kind of, but they are a type of Christ. They are a type of the new creation, right? We see Christ in him caring for her in the new creation. God's future for the world. I like that, don't you? Has already begun. We could put a comma right there. God's future for the world has already begun. God's future for the world has already begun. God's future for the world has already begun. To come forward to meet us in the present. God's like, I'm going to meet you right now. It's just the way we think. It's our unbelief that stopped this. You could say it like this. My kingdom come, that will be done on earth like it is in heaven, right? Same thing. All right. Okay. Do I have any more, D? because I know Christian hope is for God's new creation, for new heavens and a new earth. Bernie sent me something the other day. She said, I know what the Bible said, but I keep going back to the default. And then I read this, I keep going back to, when I die, My mind keeps wanting to just go right back to when I die. And it says, no, it's for a new heavens and for a new earth. And I'm probably going to talk about this. I don't have time to talk about we're pre-trib, post-trib, whatever trib, and then, everybody will be gone and we're going to all be on clouds, in heaven, playing violins and harps and singing songs. And we've missed why Jesus came. Get your heart ready, James. Oh, man. The pictures of heaven in the book of Revelation have been much understood. Misunderstood, thank you. Much misunderstood. The wonderful description in Revelation 4 and 5 of the 24 elders casting their crowns before the throne of God and the Lamb beside the sea of glass is not, despite of one of Charles Wesley's great hymns, a picture of the last day with all the redeemed in heaven at last. It is a picture of present reality. Worship is more about atmosphere than it is about much else. I'm talking about the worship service. It is a picture of present reality, the heavenly dimension of our present life. You have a heavenly dimension of your present life. Heaven in the Bible is not a future destiny, but the other hidden dimension of our ordinary life, God's dimension, if you like. God made heaven and earth. At the last, he will remake both of them and join them together forever. Can you feel that? Come on, last prayer. Come on. Yeah. See, a whole different hope has now risen inside of her and in us all, really. It's a whole different hope. It's a resurrection, it's a hope that now I can live in a whole nother order and breathe a whole different air and have a whole different purpose now to bring heaven and earth. Is that you? Oh, I thought the Lord was sending you a text. That was an amen text from God. Jesus. Okay, so the air you breathe in, it will now be the air of purpose for my kingdom, the future, but it'll become now. You'll breathe future air and bring it into the present. And the future will become now to you, and your hope is risen beyond the grave into a new and living way. That you'll speak words of life to people. You'll eat off of the tree that has the leaves for the healing of the nations. The healing of the nations is the tree is for the healing of the nations. And you'll eat off that, and you'll bring nations. You'll bring people in the nations of this world down here, life from the tree above. And you'll share with them the economies, and you'll bring heaven right down to earth because you'll partake of heaven. And you'll eat of the fruit of the tree of life and healing and true prosperity and true wealth. You eat of that fruit, and then the seed of that will bring life here on this planet. I thank you, Father, for the resurrection heart that she has. Continue to speak and breathe in her your nature, your love, your eternal life that never, 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 never ends. Hallelujah. Amen. If you guys can come up. If the whole family can come up. Yeah, Shelly's okay. Sure. And then if you guys come on. Pastor Jerry. Did she finally go? Yeah, she got the good part. So the whole atmosphere in the room is how the Holy Spirit is looking to prevail on us. Thank you, Leah. Looking to prevail on us and brighten up any darkness and give us a charge for him conceiving a child. This is God's child. We look at the parents can be conceived, and of course that's true, but it's really any conception is by the hand of God, any of it. So thank God for using this couple to do so. Their charge from heaven is to rear her up, Astrid up, in the ways of God, in the ways of heaven, and to dedicate her themselves to his will and to his kingdom and bring in heaven here on earth. It's the joy of the Lord that you guys brought forth this wonderful child. And it'll be the strength of God that helps raise her and bring her up the way that he wants her to be brought up. You guys release her back to the Lord and establish that he can establish his kingdom through this precious, precious child. What I'm trying to bring out is how the single instance of her, you know, we have children and children and children, but this particular child is known by God in a single way. With a single purpose. It's like he said, I chose you and I pick you before you were even conceived to be a part of my work to be done on earth. So we establish her in the grace of God. I pray over Joshua, who will have the mind of the Spirit, the grace of God, that he will have heavenly encounters and the kingdom of God will be with him in the ways that he had not even seen yet. Jesse, right? We pray over her. Okay. Not sure how much to say. I might. There are wonderful foundations in her from before she was born. There are wonderful spiritual foundations inside of her that are still yet hidden. Now, still yet hidden, Shelley. Hidden even from her. What you're going to see surface is a manifestation of heavenly life that God breathed in her before the foundation of the world. There's a wonderful, marvelous revelation inside of her. Marvelous. Marvelous. You know, it's almost like, you know, a jewel shines. There's some kind of marvelous revelation inside of her that I'm hard to put words to it. But it's seeing the unseen. It's knowing the unknown. There's a marvelous prophetic life or revelation inside of her. God waking it through dreams, we pray. Waking it through dreams. We pray over Astrid, the grace of heaven. And I'm putting my hands on her hands so I won't wake her up. Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven that's on this baby. And the kingdom of God's at hand. And like John the Baptist, She was born to know this kingdom. She was born to know about this new Jerusalem that's coming down from heaven. She was born to be a part of the spiritual Israel. She was born to be, opposed by Satan, but rich and but protected by angels. And she's born, and we dedicate her thus. I pray blessings over this family, mom and dad, grandmom, mom and dad. The grace of heaven be on us all. Sister, our niece, the grace of heaven be on us all. Look, the kingdom of heaven is full. I mean, it is perfect. It is it's full. It goes from spirit, soul, body. It goes to community. It goes to sister. It goes to aunt. It goes to uncle. It keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper. May the kingdom of God be a part of this life. Pastor Jerry, just going to do something as the elder of the family. I just want you to pray over.
Sweet Holy Spirit, I thank you for this new generation. I thank you, God, for the foundation, the heavenly foundation, oh God, that she'll live in, she'll grow up in. And Father, as my grandmother laid hands on me and prophesied my destiny, I lay hands on Astrid today, and I declare she'll never love the world. I declare it by the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare today that she'll be pure and she'll long for the things of God. She'll be asking daddy and mommy about the things of God as she see encounters and have visions. I prophesy her love for Jesus, a depth that most babies don't have. But this young woman, set apart, sacred, holy, God's vessel, her future and her destiny bring heaven to earth. Generations back saw her coming. Generations back saw her coming. And the path has already been laid out. The path has already been made straight. And I pray that the light of heaven will always guide her. She'll never live in darkness. She'll never live in need or want. That heaven's resources will always be available to her. I thank you for this couple. The grandson and the granddaughter. As we lay hands on them today. That they will acknowledge their love for Jesus. They will acknowledge their need for him. They will acknowledge their want for him. And God, I pray now that you'll put a running in their feet, as they used to say. Make haste, make haste, make haste. They will make haste from this day forward to search you out and to seek you. Not as mom and dad and grandmama has said, but there's a new generation, a new heaven, a new earth that they will investigate. They will investigate it and it will become a reality to them. And they'll bring more knowledge to us about it. Joshua will live out his name. Joshua will live out his name to bring a people into the promised land. Joshua will live out his name to bring generations, young people, into the promises of Christ. Joshua will live out his name. He will. Now, establish now. He was established in his mother's womb. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of beginning. Now is the day to go forward. Father, I thank you for them. Thank you. We pray heaven's blessing on them. Put a hedge of protection around them. Bring them in. Bring them in closer. Bring them in closer. Closer to you, closer to one another. Thank you for Joshua being a family man, a man after your own heart. Thank you for Jessica. Right by his side, growing in God. Baby, let's pray tonight. Baby, let's read the Bible tonight. You know, I've been thinking about this all day, but I don't know where. Let's find it in the Bible. Let's find it. As he gives her scriptures, the Bible will become alive to her. And she's going to say, Josh, come here. Do you see what I see? Read this. We thank you for it, oh God. That it is so, and so it is, and so it shall be. In Jesus' name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just worship you right now, Lord God. We lift this family up before you, Lord God. We lift Joshua and Jessica, Asterisk, Lord God, and those to come, Lord God. Hallelujah. Leah and Alora, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All the grandkids, Lord God. All the kids, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that they will find you, Lord God, and live their life, Lord God, for the holies of holies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God, and 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 their salvation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the salvation that the Lord give, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your spirit, Lord God. Rest, ruling, abiding in us, Lord God, in our midst, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fill us up with your Holy Ghost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to give dreams and visions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, open our eyes of understanding, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, show us the light of your word, Lord God, the light of the truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you for heaven now. We thank you, Lord God, for heaven now, Lord God. We thank you for heaven now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for Chris and his wife, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this family, this union. In the name of Jesus, forever will be, oh God. In your name, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed. Go in the spirit of the Lord. Amanda, close us in prayer, please. God, we got a different light. We got a different light.
Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord God. You made it special for each and every one of us in our own special way that you needed us to hear, Lord God. We thank you for Astrid. Give her blessings, Lord God. Give her protection, Lord Jesus. And give her the path, the way she needs to go. I pray over her parents, Lord Jesus. I pray that you give them each what they need to give Astra, Lord God. And I pray over everyone that is touched by her life, that is a part of her life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for just send us on our way, Lord Jesus. I pray that this week will be many blessings, Lord God. I pray that you give us each what we need each and every day, Lord God, even down to the hour and even down to the minutes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.